Inspiring, entertaining, informative. This is the VerbalGraffitiPodcast.com with your host, Rick Cruz, where we discuss current events and information as it relates to hip-hop. And now, here's your host, the futuristic B-boy himself, Rick Cruz.
Welcome back to the Verbal Graffiti Podcast Show. I'm your host, Rick Cruz. I'd like to welcome you back. So let's get right into it. This week, I attended a seminar that brought in a guest speaker by the name of Tamara Bunt. Tamara just wrote a book called Proverbs for Selling and is America's number one sales coach. Now, she's also a student of Tony Robbins, and I got a chance to ask Ms. Bunt to be a guest on this show, so hopefully that will happen. But Ms. Bunt discussed a lot of information, some of which I heard before. However, I thought the key points may be interesting to share with you guys in this podcast. So if you haven't already figured it out, a big part of this podcast is about getting information to people who wouldn't ordinarily have any interest in it. Maybe they're not there yet or just don't have access to it for whatever reason. Others may already have this information but are just not applying it. So they have to hear it over and over again before it sticks. So in any event, this podcast is not me grandstanding by any means. This podcast is about action. It's about me saying that I'm going to do something and doing it. Not me saying I should do this or I should do that or I'm going to do this. And then letting the details of that action derail me to the point where I never get started. All progress begins with a single step, taking that initial action and then following through. So ultimately, I don't care what people may think or have to say about it because it's none of my business what people think about me. Who cares what they think? The only thing that matters is what I think. Isn't that the key factor in anyone's success or failure in anything that they're attempting to do? Letting other people or outside voices deter them from following through with what they want to do. We don't want to do that. For example, the first 5 or 6 years when I was working on Biltmore Records, I was working full time, I was going to school, working on Biltmore Records again. I wanted to create an independent, successful, legitimate business. However, I never defined for myself what that meant. The majority of my life, I thought that success was about having a huge bank account. Yeah, money is part of success, and you know, financial freedom is part of it. But what good is money if you don't have your health? What good is money if you're miserable? What good is money if you don't know what to do with it? I mean, you can get all the money in the world and then lose it. Then how successful would you actually be? No, I have to agree with successful people. Success is about action and taking action on a daily basis that continually guides you towards your ultimate goal of fulfillment, joy, love, happiness, or whatever success means to you. So back to the key takeaways from the seminar that can be applied to anyone in any industry. Like I said, this is Tony Robbins' formula, but when I heard Tamara mention it, I thought it may be good to share them also. So if you have your journal or a pen and paper, I would like you to take some notes and focus on these steps over the next few days, even if you heard them already. So the seven steps to creating lasting change. And step number one is get disturbed. Everyone has something that they're working on. Everyone has something that they want to do and never actually get to do it, but for whatever reason. So to really get started, what you need to do is get really honest with yourself so you can get the leverage that you need to make a lasting change. Most people don't make changes until they have suffered enough pain or drama to say enough is enough. I can't do this anymore. I have to do this or I have to do that. I have to make more money, I have to lose weight, I have to stop smoking, I have to go to church, I have to finish this project, whatever it is. But it's not until you get to a point where there's actual pain involved that people actually make a change or a lasting change so that they can get to where they need to be. So step one is not to wait until there's pain, extreme stress, or drama. Start making those changes today. Start making them now. Step number two, make a real decision and stick to it. Stop saying, I'm gonna do this, I should do this, I want to do that. Just make a real decision and stick to it. Stick to the path and be willing to take the risk. Step number three, create a massive action plan. Plan out step by step what you're going to do. If your goals don't scare you, then they're probably not big enough. I'm not saying to go empty your bank accounts because we are reading The Power of Broke by Damon John this month in the Hood Book Club, but create an action plan. I heard someone say that you have about $250,000 in your circle of five. So are you becoming friends with your friends' friends? That's an action plan. Utilize your network. Utilize your resources. Associate yourself with like-minded people. Okay? Number four, turn your shoulds into musts. I know you've probably said this week, I should do this, or I'm thinking about doing that. I want to do this. Forget that. Turn that into a must. I will. Starting today, starting tomorrow morning. The number one reason people don't follow through with their ideas is that they focus on the process and not the outcome. So they say, I should do this. And then they start to think about the actual steps that it's going to take to get it done. They get overwhelmed with everything they have already going on and they never start. So let's not do that. Let's learn to focus on the outcome of what we're attempting to do. And number five, change your limiting beliefs. Have you ever heard anyone who said, I tried everything. I can't do this. I can't find a job. I can't make more money. I believe money is hard to make. Let's go with money is easy to make. I just have to follow through with my ideas that I have come up with to make it. Change your mind, change your beliefs, change your life. Let's begin by changing these limiting beliefs and realizing that limiting beliefs are not facts. They are beliefs based on lies, lies we tell ourselves. In other words, it's just negative self-talk, and we have to realize that and stop it. Really start to believe in ourselves and believe in what we can accomplish. Number six, set yourself up for success. Set yourself up for the W. Set yourself up for the win. Create a daily routine and a habit or habits that will ground you and keep you on a path no matter what is happening around you. Doing that will keep you focused on what's most important to you and in your life, no matter, you know, how much success or drama that you go through. So you just want to set yourself up to be successful. And number seven, raise your standards. You have to pick your peer group, find a mentor, or model people who are already successful. Remember, you are the combination of the five people that you spend the most time with. That could be books, documentaries, virtual people, whoever. But be mindful that who you're listening to, even if it's just background music in the car and a way to work, that affects your overall outlook. So you have to be mindful of everything around us at all times and try to keep it as positive as possible. So those are the seven steps to creating lasting change by Tony Robbins. Maybe I said it differently, but the principles are technically the same. If you're writing this down in your journals, I hope you're focusing on it this week. It should move you to take action, and that's what we want to do here. We just want to motivate you to take action on whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish, all of your goals. Thank you. So if you're listening to this podcast, it's either for a laugh, or maybe you see the vision and value in what I'm attempting to do here. Whatever the case, I want to thank you for joining and listening in. So did you get your book, journal, and yearly planner? If not, I'll remind you that successful people already have these things. I mean, they get them before the year ends. And you don't have to get them, but think about it. It only makes sense as a starting point. Write stuff down. Create a weekly and daily to-do list and then follow through. Point, aim, shoot. It's that simple. So it appears I received some constructive criticism on the first episode of the Verbal Graffiti Podcast show. And firstly, I would like to say, look, Rome wasn't built in a day, and I didn't expect to hit a home run out the gate with this podcast. But I did expect to do what I set out to do, and that was to get started. Sure, there are more than a few tweaks that can be made or more than a few tweaks that are needed, but rest assured that, you know, those things are going to be worked on. But after the show, I did get some feedback, and now I would like to share the top five critiques of the Verbal Graffiti Podcast show, and we'll start with number five. Now, number five is, how many times did you say You know, well, I probably say a lot in general conversations, so thank you for bringing that to my attention. It's something I will work on. And the suggestion was that whoever can guess the number of times that I said in the first episode should get a gift card of some sort. Okay, well, I can do that. Whoever email me at verbalgraffitipodcast@gmail.com with the number of times I said in the first episode, and you'll receive a $25 gift card to Barnes & Noble. With the correct answer. So the limit is 4 gift cards for each correct response, and whoever gave the suggestion cannot participate. Oh. Like that. Number four, I have to slow down with the sound effects. You use way too many sound effects, and it sounded ridiculous. Really? Okay, ridiculous? I thought it sounded good. But okay, I'll limit my sound effects to, except for jokes and transitions in between segments. For those that don't know or didn't catch on, the hissing in the back is actually a graffiti spray can marking the transition in between each topic. So that's the reason why that's there. And number three, the third criticism was you never gave a date for people who are participating in a Hood Book Club to have their books in by. Okay. Well, in that case, what I will do is we'll begin the discussion of The Power of Broke by Damon John with our next episode. That will allow more than enough time for people to grab their books and get started. Side note, just for everyone listening, reading one book a month is only 20 or 30 minutes a day. So this is not really a difficult thing. So I just wanted to note that. And number two suggestion that they had, or criticism, was you need your own music. You need your own theme music, including the intro and outro. Well, look, nothing against my boy at cheappodcastintrosandoutros.com, but yes, I think that's something that will be worked on and will change as we continue to roll out our shows and try to perfect what's going on over here. But my goal is for you to hear the show in its raw form, and once we are fully up and running, you'll see how awesome it is. So right now, you're kind of just included in the process. So this is me making a podcast, and you get to hear it first. So yeah, I will include that. Actually, I do have some music. You want to hear it? Hold on. Let me go grab that. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Okay, check it out. Okay, so there it is. There was some music. Shout out to Paul, sent that in. I don't know. So what do you think? Should I use it? Email me at verbalgraffitipodcast@gmail.com. Let me know if you think I should use that as my theme music. I don't know. It sounds like something out of X-Files or something. But yeah, no, it was cool. We will work on having our own theme music and maybe, you know, enhancing some of the intro and outro themes. But no, I like them as it is, but, you know, they still need to be worked on. And number one, let's get back to it. The number one critique, or the one that I thought was the funniest, was a suggestion from a listener. It was, dude, your voice sucks. Really? Sorry, there's nothing I can do about that. I mean, my voice may not be designed for podcasting, but I'm going to make it work. But really, calm down. I don't want to hear any negativity. This is a positive show. Family friendly. Anyway, those are the top five critiques of the Verbal Graffiti podcast show. And that's it for now. That's the second episode of the Verbal Graffiti podcast. I look forward to you all continuing to join in. And remember, this podcast is actually brought to you by Biltmore Records. Shout out to our partners, Amazing Life Investments LLC and TCK and Associates. You can continue to send your thoughts via email to verbalgraffitipodcast@gmail.com. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Verbal Graffiti Podcast. And until next time, remember to work harder on yourself than you do at your job. Shout out to Jim Rohn for that famous quote.
You've just listened to the verbalgraffitipodcast.com, brought to you by Biltmore Records. You're welcome to leave a comment. Visit us on biltmorerecords.com or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Biltmore Records. Until next time, friends, we encourage you to live life to the maximum.